of the stock market. So this was an argument given to me by somebody who worked in stock market estimation, which I'm sure when he implemented he would have done better. But the essence of his argument was why he needed a lot of computing to do his estimations. And so he'd already put a bunch of, so he was, as I mentioned, the Monte Carlo, one field of great importance to New York City, where Monte Carlo is used continuously, is economic modeling, because economic modeling, when they set a price, when large brokerage houses wish to decide whether or not to sell their mortgage-backed security or some financial instrument, they want to know, and it's a very complex financial instrument, they have to estimate the value of that instrument. They have to take some model for the future and sum over all possible futures that model allows. And so that is essentially an integral. You're integrating over all possible, you parameterize the future, which is effectively, in the case of a mortgage, what you expect the interest rates to be and what people are meant to do when the interest rate hits certain values, whether they sell or they all redeem their mortgages and refinance and stuff like that. So you build little models of the behavior of homeowners. But it's going to have unknowns in it because nobody knows what the interest rate is. So you have to sum over all possible instant rates with some probability. So that is can only be done by Monte. So that's an integral, and it's an integral over lots of degrees of freedom because the world is described by a lot of degrees of freedom. So we actually have a project we're trying to do with a company in Hawaii, which is generating a Monte Carlo predictor for so-called American call options, which is an extremely complicated financial instrument, which is tricky to do by any tricky to do. Anyway, the all I wanted to say for this file, which will be the last one, is that back when I first came here, somebody said, "Well, we've done this integral, Jeffrey, and it's taken a long time, but we've only modeled part of the problem. We now need to model the rest of the problem." So that's a disaster, because the first part of the problem, it ran for a long time, and now we do an equally complex estimate of a whole new set of parameters, and for each value of the old parameters, we have to estimate the new parameters. In some sense, we've squared the computation, because we have to do for each x1 through xn, we now have to do a y1 through yn, which is similar complexity. So that's a so we have to do a computation, which was the number of points before we used before, which is some huge number, times an equally long computation. So obviously we can't do it. But that's an incorrect argument, because that corresponds to thinking of it in the way I said you should not do. If you have x1 through xn and y1 through yn, probably it only takes twice as long, because it's just going to go like standard deviation. It's not going to go the square of the length, which is what would do if you chose the x's. For each x's you did the integral, then the computational complexity is the square of the previous computational complexity. But that's the wrong way to do it. You must generate random points. So this is the big power of Monte Carlo. Monte Carlo computational complexity grows very slowly with a number of degrees of freedom. And so essentially you can put arbitrarily complex models in there and it's just fine. You still have to worry about important sampling, about where the integral is big, but it is very insensitive to the dimension of the integral. It is not, you know, we do million point integral. In physics we have millions of degrees of freedom, but that sounds bad, but it's sort of trivial. as far as Monte Carlo integrals are concerned, because what counts is not the number of integrals, number of dimensions you're integrating over, what counts is the standard deviation, which is only indirectly related to the number of dimensions. So that's a reasonable point to stop, and we'll obviously finish this next time. So I guess that's it. Thank you.